Greetings, congregation. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to come and worship, and also welcome those worshiping from home. Continue to worship alongside with us. The title of this morning is "The Lord Will Walk Alongside Us." Maybe this title is so easy and so familiar with our lives. God will always be with us, right? And the key verse is Psalm 32, 8. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. And this is a key verse that many of us have been memorized and very familiar. But he still walk with us. Is this a reality in our life? Or it's only a faint understanding? The verse, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you, is the principle in our life. Must be the principle. There's a mother living a young child, and he has a stutter. And the mother called the operator. When he pushed the zero, to ask a few things of the operator, this and that. And one day, when she was old, was busy, and this child pressed zero, we don't know what he's saying, he stuttered. So the operator didn't understand this child. And he asked, can you repeat what you were saying? The operator said, I didn't hear you well. And finally, he shouted, you are so stupid. He called the operator, and the mother came out and said, she said, well, the mother was so surprised. Who did you call? He said, the operator is so stupid. They don't understand what I was saying. And then the mother called zero and apologized for the child to say something and call them stupid and ask the child to apologize to the operator because of this ruling. And the child has apologized to the operator a bit later. She left home and tell her, when you stay home, be good one. Do not do anything unruly or regret. And the child said, okay, mom. And then he called one more time. When my mom went out, asked me to apologize. Now my mother, and I still call you stupid. I think, and this would still in us, this sound of when we face our issues appearing in our life, our mouth will always complain. In our mind, that we know that God is still with us, still teach us, would you take care of us and counsel us. This morning, we will study in the Word of God in Exodus chapter 17, verse 1 to 7. We think of the two aspects. When our focus to focus only on the issue, and the second, when our focus is on the Lord. What's the difference between those two perspectives? Let's pray for guidance. You are loving Father, the one who has been loved with the kind of love that we could not understand, love that expresses your providence in each one of our lives, also outside of our understanding. In our attributes of a sinful one, in our weakness of our flesh, sometimes we thought that we believe in you, but the way we live and the way we express does not reflect, it's not worthy of your love. And this morning, we ask you to give your word to reteach us, to remind us how our faith can become real, to become clear in our lives, so that you will be pleased with us. We thank you for your daily blessing we have received. And this new year, we continue to experience deeply in a concrete way, individually. We lift everything into your name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We think about the first thing, that when our focus is on the issue, the key verse, the verse that we have read, know that we faith going from place to place. When the Israelite was saved from the Egyptian as being slave there, says from time to time, the Lord lead them. When the God commanded to go, they go. When the Lord say camp down, then they have to camp down. Fast or slow is by the Lord's command. And God saw in the heart of the Israelites that he had been saving from the slavery, but they are still in unbelief, not proud. Something prevented or received the blessing of the Lord. So instead of way is only a short, but in this Sinai desert, 40 years in the wilderness, and then those people have died, generations have been born and grew up. We see that it doesn't mean that the new generation is returning to the Lord. The unbelief heart is still there from generation to generation. So today, this thing about there is something in our unbelief heart that causes us to be not understanding of Israel. The Israelites has one God, but they have two opposite attitudes. Moses has nothing special than the people. Maybe Moses has studied when he lived in the royal palace of the Egyptian, but the rest, Moses has nothing more than the Israelites. And in this position that he's been chosen, Moses has nothing special than the people, but he's been chosen to be a leader of the Israelites from the slavery place to the promised land. 430 years ago, when Moses is looking toward the promised land that he has promised, and the Israelite was looking backward toward Egypt, being the slave. Wow. The eyes of Moses think about the freedom land that we receive from the Lord, but the Israelite only see issues, the death along the way. The problem, while Moses put trust in the Lord, the people only trust in only the food, the pickle, that anything that they can see in a concrete way, that they trust in that. Anything, the promise of the Lord, they feel that it's not something real to them. So the rest of the way, after leaving the Egypt to the Red Sea, they were complaining, how can we escape the Egyptian army when before us there's a sea and now behind is the army chasing them? And when they left the room, they say, what do we eat? What can we eat? Where, what water can we drink? Where we can find the water? So time from time, God proved to them that God has called them, the God that we call them is the only God of Almighty. And he proves to the people what miracles. But here, the question that the people asked Moses said, is the Lord still with us? Is the Lord still among us or not? God let them out of the Egyptian slave. They have given experience and put the question, have been seeing so many miracles while in the Egypt. They saw the 10 plagues that the Lord brought to destroy the Egyptians, that they have been there, nothing happened to them, to the Israelites. From all the plagues, all the frogs, and then all the river turning the blood, the firstborn is being killed, and all of that, the Israeli people were safe even during those plagues. They had experience. They saw the miracles. They understand that God has the authority. And Moses is a leader to lead them out of Egypt into the Red Sea. And they question. And Moses must raise his staff. And a wind, east wind, has blew and parted the Red Sea and passed it through there like a dry land. And they come to Meribah. They have little water there. And the Lord asked Moses to throw into the water, and then the water becomes sweet again for the people to drink. And they remember all the food back in the Egyptian. Now they complain, and then God brought the quails to them and caused them to have meat to eat until they blow it out of their nostrils. And each day, they can come and pick manna. It's the bread coming from heaven. And then they can use that for food, the manna of each day. That they don't have to plant anything. They don't have to labor to nourish themselves. And even this morning that they put and complain with Moses, is the Lord among us or not? And that morning, they still come out and collect the manna on the ground. What they have in there, they still cannot see that the Lord is protecting them. And they ask the question to quarrel with Moses. Is the Lord with us? Dear congregation, the Lord led them to the place called Rephidim. It means a place of rest. And they come there to rest. But the problem is, at that place, there is no water there. When the people see the problems with them, does Moses see? Yes, Moses saw the same issue. If the problem they face is different, is thirsty. Moses is also thirsty. He has nothing special. But the problem is Moses focused on the Lord. But the people look at the problems in front of them. There is no water there. Now they question, why did you lead us to here, the place where there's no water, and our livestock and us will die of thirst? Dear congregation, even at the time when they face trouble and they complain already, the rebellion attitude is becomes real and elevated, even though before in chapter 15 to 26, if you are careful to listen to my commandment, keep my commandment that I have given you, then I will not bring you any sickness that I have brought to the Egyptian, because I am the Lord. Lord is ready to protect them when they are walk in the wilderness. When they need shadow, the Lord will give them shadow. Whatever their needs are, the Lord will supply. But when they discover this Rephidim, there's no water, there. Again, turning to complaining mindset. Their focus is focusing on the troubles and forgotten that the Lord that has done so many miracles to them. The congregation, all the miracles that they have witnessed is above their understanding. They couldn't imagine how did the water parted. It's impossible. But the Lord did that. It's impossible to understand that how the staff can be used to make the water sweet, but that's the miracle of the water. All the Lord has done is always outside of the logical thinking of the people, but the unbelief heart is still unbelieving. The faith of each of us is in the Lord, is when they have a relationship with the Lord. Faith could not come because the Israelites have been chosen to be the Lord's people. Faith does not come because Israelites saw many miracles. That means that it's reminding us in our life, in your life and my life, even we have to be careful in the danger that the unbelief from inside can be expressed outside. Faith does not come because you and I are in this sanctuary. To go to the church, faith does not come because we see there are many have been blessed by the Lord throughout our life, dear congregation. Faith can only come when we have a relationship, personal relationship with the Lord. Moses has a relationship with the Lord in a personal way. That the Lord said, God calls you as friends. Moses has anything, nothing special, but his heart, his attitude to be close to the Lord, that the Lord please count Moses as a friend. Does the Lord count you as a friend too? Yes. Jesus said that. I do not look at you as servant, but my friend. So there is no favor in anyone. But what is God is waiting is that there is a relationship. He is wishing a relationship with each one of us. And because without this relationship, the Israelites is easy to see only the troubles that they are facing at that time, that they could not see that the Lord can answer all of their trouble. Now, they complain. Even complain with Moses that, why did you bring us to this place? You must be responsible for bringing us water. The Israelite people know that Moses could not create water. Whatever they face right now, Moses faced the same issue. But the complaining mindset said, you must be the one be responsible. You have to give us water. They think that their complaining is righteous, but righteous is sinful before the Lord. Complaining is sinful before the Lord. There are many things that cause us to be sinful, to complain. But can we see that complaining is sin before the Lord? It is important to recognize that. Sometimes we say, oh, complaining is nothing. It's natural. It's a natural emotion within us. When we face trouble, we complain. But complaining that was born in the Christian, saying that we do not have faith in the Lord when we complain. We only have some understanding of the Lord, but could not experience the Lord in an individual way to put our faith in the Lord, that God is walking alongside with us to the place even of troubled places. When the Lord say, go to Rephidim, the Israelite, that the Lord is working among them. The Lord did not leave them alone. Even though there's no water there, the Lord knows that. Though it's not a comfortable place, the Lord knows about it. But the Lord said, go camp there. That means the Lord is with walking with his people. In our lives, when we face the troubles, some kind of trouble. The Lord knows. Maybe sickness. Maybe financial problem. Maybe our job. Some trouble. Or inside the family. The Lord knows. But if each day we live with the Lord, we will never complain. Because we know that the Lord can make the goes with us through our trouble. But here, the people quarrel with Moses. Why? Because Moses is a leader. Because God caused Moses as a leader to lead them. Now they quarrel with Moses. You must find water for me. You must do something for us to have water. They find a way to blame Moses on the leader. They blame on Moses for this trouble. They could not think what the Lord has promised. They did not think of the past that they have just been saved from in Egyptian as slaves. They've been pressed, they've been pressured, they've been from their sons being children being born to work hard as a slave. They did not remember that only in the present they are facing that they have no water. And so they could not see God. They look at a leader with vicious eyes. And Moses said, they almost stoned me. Moses cried out to the Lord. If this suffering could not be resolved, in one way or another, they will stone Moses. And so one hand is to collect manna, but the other hand has a rock ready to stone Moses, the leader of the Israelites at that time. They became the one to test the Lord. That means we do not put faith in the Lord when we test the Lord. When we do not accept the Lord into our lives. We can test the Lord if that to understand better the Lord, that the Lord allow us to test Him. But Gideon has tested the Lord, that if you are calling me, let me see some miracle to have a sign to recognize the Lord. Gideon, that is the dry land, but the piece of wool is wet. And in the morning, the dry land was shown, but the piece of wool, there was water there. And then, please confirm one more time. This time, the piece of wool must be dry, but around it, the land is wet. And so, it happened the way Gideon asked. We have the order to have a sign to discover the Lord. But the obligation to test the Lord, to have our will be done, that is a sin before the Lord. Many people, if you are happy or healthy, you can make me a millionaire, then I believe in the Lord. If you are true God, you have the authority, give me this, that, and that, according to my condition, then I will believe you. To test the Lord is sinful that way. Our belief, what has God has done, how do we express this faith? The story about the Israelites passing to Red Sea one day, there's a kid asking his mom, "Oh dear mom, when the Israelites passed through the Red Sea, then the land they're walking on, is it dry or is it wet? Because the water just was lifted away, it must be soft." And they quarrel and discuss whether dry or wet. And finally, she brought it to the pastor and asked the pastor, "In the Bible, the people dressed when the water was just parted, it must be soft. Is it or is it dry?" And the pastor said, "Do you believe that God made the miracle? Do you believe that when bring the east wind to blow and parted the Red Sea into the world to cause the Red Sea to part, did it happen?" "Yes," the mother said, "I believe." And the pastor asked, "If you believe God had already to part the Red Sea like that to cause a road there, why couldn't you believe that the dry land is dry, actual dry? You don't need to have anything else to cause the dry. Why? Because this is a miracle from the Lord. This is not something natural. This is a miracle. And if you believe that God can cross the Red Sea, why couldn't you believe that the land is dry for the people to walk over? Many sometimes we believe that God can save us. We believe that God can resolve an issue there and there. But only this issue, maybe God could not do anything on my trouble. We have to think about our mindset. Our belief, do we really believe that God will walk with us in anything that we can face? Because it just confirmed that we truly put faith in the Lord. And if we believe to part the Red Sea, we must believe that the dry land is the dry land the people have walked through. Every day we can see the miracles that God has given us. Every morning we see that we are given the pressure to be our health. We have peace in the time full of pandemic. One can see that we can feel the food that is good, and then we can have a good night's sleep. All of that. It doesn't come from any insurance agency. It doesn't have from life insurance. It comes from the Lord that we trust. And if we receive it each day, that means that if today I'm facing some trouble, some issue, if we are facing some financial problem, if today I'm facing any trouble in our family, do we still believe that God will be with us in those situations? Because we could not think that He has been with us, but now, this time, the Lord is not with us. We cannot believe that way. It is only a lowly thinking in a way that is sinful. The Lord reign over anything on our life to cause us to give joy that the Lord, the world cannot give. The Israelite has been know the Lord just like Moses did. But their heart has forgotten everything that the Lord has done for the Israelite people. Before their eyes, it's only trouble. And so when we forget, when we focus on our trouble, may we remember to look back and see all the blessings we have received, or we only focus on the trouble at hand. The second point, that when our eyes focus on the Lord, here there are two things that God is trying to resolve for His people. They are demanding that water must be for them and their livestock. The Israelites that Moses has led, maybe more than 1 million. And even the livestock and the need for supply is a real need. It's not something, the issue right here is how to have water. Complaining, does it bring water? Blaming, does it bring water? No. And now we see that God is needing to move, His hand to move, and Moses must be the one to be one. In verse 5, God answered like this. They came, "Why did you bring us out?" Then Moses cried out, and the Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take it in your hand, the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did it in the sight of the elders. And so Moses didn't really quarrel. What did Moses do? They immediately to the Lord. Well, how much do I do now, the Lord? The way to resolve our issue every day is to immediately run to the Lord and ask the Lord, "Oh Lord, what can we do?" Dear congregation, the verse, "I will teach you, instruct you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." Psalm 38:2. The Lord will lead us each day. Moses has been used to move the hand of God. If something is familiar, that God will teach him something to resolve the issue. Because his heart is not worried that the Lord will always know. The Lord said, "Take our elders with you." The Lord said, but Jesus, the Lord did not say, "Bring a shovel." But Lord said, "Bring your staff, not a shovel." The staff of Moses is from the day he was the shepherd in Madian to have a shepherd. And this staff has been called the staff of the Lord. And from the time when God commanded Moses, put the staff down, and it became a snake. And he took the snake up, and it became like a staff. From then on, that staff of Moses became the staff of the Lord. And now, with this staff, just put it, strike it on the ground, and then the dust will become flies or mosquitoes. And by the staff, God commanded Moses to do something, and that must happen according to the Lord's command. It represents a symbol, something of importance to Moses. Take the staff with you and use the staff to represent my presence, that I am with you, and come to the rock at Horeb, and there you will strike the rock with the staff, and water will come out. Little experience has experienced many miracles. But if we still unbelieve, rebellion, Moses, what would say to you? This is impossible to, after rock flow the water. Maybe we can have a shovel to dig up the well. So it's impossible to, but Moses did not quarrel with the Lord, did not ask the Lord, did not doubt the Lord. He did what the Lord commanded him. That means to take the staff, yes, he will obey to take the staff, to take the elders and strike the rock. And then Moses did what the Lord commanded, and the water comes out of the rock. The waters is what the people need. The problem with Moses is that Moses is familiar with being obedient. Whatever the Lord commands, he did. I will teach you and show you how the way to go. Maybe it is above our understanding, our logical thinking. But Moses did not care. The Lord commanded, Moses did what the Lord commanded. That's the way we are familiar with our Lord. The staff that Moses used as a shepherd, it becomes his authority. The power of the Lord is with him. Do whatever with that the Lord commanded, Moses did. And your congregation, he spoke of strike the rock. Moses did not argue with the Lord. He obeyed the Lord. Why did he had to go? Why not here? But if the Lord commanded, Moses obeyed. When the Lord say, come to that rock and strike the rock, and Moses did. Moses is familiar with the Lord's commandment by the staff in his hand. Dear congregation, are we familiar with the Lord in our lives to be obedient what the Lord is required of us? Maybe we read the Bible and repeatedly in our life, but are we truly obedient to the Word? But sometimes we achieve something, then we do it reluctantly, what the Lord commanded us. We are required to do it like an obligation. We could not feel the joy in that. The important thing is, are we familiar with this task? Every one of us has the Word of God. Is that the staff of the Lord is with us? And this staff has a value in all situations, from marriage to our job, to the way we treat each other, all the trouble in our life. The Lord is not specifically, but it can resolve many things in our life. And above all, this Word can save our soul. And are we familiar with this? Like Moses is familiar with his own staff. The congregation, when Moses obeyed the Lord to do what the Lord commanded, he has resolved many issues. More than 1 million Israelites to have wanted to drink. Well, now, only obedience. God required you and me to have an obedient attitude. But many times, we do not obey the Lord, and then miracles could not happen. And finally, we continue to complain. Why? We put the question to the Lord. But when we know how to call on the Lord, we can resolve our own problem. But at the same time, we can help others to resolve their problem. Many times, we face people who are having lost their relatives or sadness. The word to encourage others, because we comfort others. When we fall down, can this word strengthen us? And we can use this word to help others to be stronger. We need to be familiar with the Lord and express our attitude of obedience to the Lord. The second point that God can bring water to this rock is that it's a rock of hope. In verse 6, I will be there before you by the rock at Horeb. Horeb means is something of a destroying, desolation, a dryness. The rock at Horeb has been struck by the will of God. God asked Moses to strike the rock, bring the staff with the elders and come to this rock at Horeb. I will be with you, next to you, and then you strike the rock. This rock at Horeb has been bitten by the will of the Lord. But it doesn't mean that Moses can strike any rock, only a specific rock. And only the rock that the Lord commanded, then the miracles will happen. And Moses obeyed the Lord exactly that way. If this is not the will of the Lord, though Moses can strike 100 rocks, the water would not come out. It would not come out. Today, the science has seen, they do an experiment, 100 pounds of a rock, and heat it up at home. And finally, they find a few hydrogen and oxygen from the rock, from 100 rocks. And they found that 0.047 in a 100 pound rock, there is a very little water inside. Now imagine the water pouring out from rock of Horeb for the people to drink. It would be based on our thinking or the signs. Could not understand the Lord's miracle. The rock at Horeb, the water will pour out. Moses did and struck the rock. Why? Because there the Lord acts. And because the Lord is next to that rock, and that is his commandment to Moses. Strike the rock at Horeb. The rock has been used to be struck by the Lord. And then the rock from there, water outflow. Dear congregation, to explain this, and Paul has written that the people has go through the wilderness. Paul said they have drank the water, the spiritual water, and because they have brought drink to the rock, and that rock is Jesus. The rock at Horeb, the Moses struck with his staff, represent Jesus to go with them. So they don't know Jesus at that time. So Paul explained that this is the plan of the Lord, how to give us the need of the spiritual water. Only the water from this rock can be supplied to the people. How to give life to all the people who put faith in the Lord. Only Jesus can supply that water of life to each of the believers. Your congregation, here, this rock is the rock that followed them. That means the water that to commanded to flow out must be the water that followed them in each step of their journey. In Numbers, verse 20. When the Kaddish, they went to Kaddish one more time, they don't have water there. And they complain exactly the same at Horeb, at Rephidim. And the Lord said to Moses, speak to the rock, and then the water will flow. And Moses, he was so angry with the people and said, he complained with the people, why do you complain to me all the time? So he angry, he used a staff and strike the rock. The water still flowed out because this is the rock with the will of the God Lord. This rock is also the place the water flows. Jesus is walking with them. He will supply the water for the people, but our Jesus can only sacrifice one. When Moses struck the rock, represent that Jesus is only died one time for all, but in his anger, Moses did not obey the Lord. Instead of speaking the rock, he struck with the staff. God commanded, because you did not believe me. He asked to make water from the rock, but his mindset unbelief of disobedience showing by the fact that he struck the rock instead of speak to the rock. And Moses could not come into the promised land. God wanted Moses to come into the promised land, but because one disobedient time, he lost the opportunity to go into the promised land. So we see the value of being obedient to the Lord is little important, though it's very small. God requires us to be obedient because that shows our faith in the Lord. That, do we have true faith? The mind may understand that God is still with us. We can understand that God will show which way to go because the eye of the Lord will counsel it. But our action, can it be used to say that we have faith in the Lord? Jesus that loved the introduced to the Israelite by the rock is someone that he has put in Gethsemane. Gethsemane means it's a wine press, and because in there they throw the olives, they have the wine press to press the oil out. And Jesus has been put into Gethsemane to be pressured, to be obeyed, to suffer for us. To the will of the Lord, so that Jesus can give us life. And this is a word. If it is possible, let this cup, take this cup away from me. This is a fight, a war with his own spirit. Not according to my will, but your will be done, Father. It is truly something, it is something difficult. It is against our logical thinking, but with the Lord, only obedient, then we will see value in it. The Lord has struck Jesus to be suffering for the Lord. We have Jesus is put in Gethsemane on the wine press of the Lord. And then the life from there flow to us. In Isaiah verse 10. And this is what the Lord has done. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. That means God from above is agreeing for his son to accept suffering. Why? That's the purpose. That Isaiah, and true the Lord make his life an offering for sins. And we will see his offering and prolong his days. The plans of the Lord is Jesus will follow plan so that others can come back to the Lord. And that the kingdom of the Lord is moved forever. And because that obedience by Jesus and the will of the Lord, the plan of the Lord, can be carried out. To be obedient is something we must be pay attention to carefully. Sometimes the Lord makes us suffer. We may suffer because of His name. Peter said, and that is why you have been called. That means you and I have been called to not receive just a blessing, but to be receiving suffering. Are we accepting what the Lord is giving us? Jesus has received the suffering, has promised us in John 16:33. In the world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus knew that his suffering will bring values to his followers. There's a lady, very poor, living with a young child in her arm. She is facing many suffering, many challenges in her life. So she putting, is there God? What do I pray? And I could not see God's concern in answering my prayer. And he talked to the chief pastor. Why is God true? I don't haven't heard from God. He's not concerned for me. The pastor, why did you leave the child here? Why did you bring him? Why did you say that? He is a baby. I love him. How could I leave him at home? No. The pastor said, if I give you some money, would you leave the son at home? And then you come and talk to me. The lady said, no, no money amount would make me leave my child at home. He is my son. And then the pastor said, dear lady, do you think that the love of God, love your child, is less than your love for your child? I told you to leave your child home. I give you the money. You could not accept that. And asking you, the love of the Lord to you, is that love is less than what you give to your son. And the lady is nodding. And because she is focusing on the issue, she could not see the Lord is taking care of her. Our faith for you and me, is it truly put in the Lord? And we see it's real, or one can deceive ourselves. Peter said, Hebrew said like this, now faith the confidence in what we hope for. We know that when we put our hope is in the Lord, we will see that the Lord will deliver us in the way He would be able to solve our problem. And it is the evidence of what is to come. Focus our faithful eye onto the Lord is something we do every day. We must do every day. There is a circus people to walk the. And he's been walking the high wire for many times. And one time he put the wire across Niagara Falls. And the largest fall between U.S. and Canada. And he was successful in walking the high wire across Niagara Falls. And they asked him, what caused you not to be afraid when we look down, when the fall is raging below you, and the sound of the water is very fearful to you, that you can still be successful? He said, I know the balance is very important, the skill, but at the end, there is a star, a silver star. I hang it there. When I walk in the water, I only focus on the silver star. My focus is there to take my worry about from the raging water below. Because if I look down, I will be afraid. But because my focus is on the target, to help me. And our life is the same, to know how to focus on the Lord. The obedience must be in absolute obedience. God requires you and me obedience, or the Lord can make us suffer. Are we accepting that from the Lord? And there is a good purpose of the Lord on our life. We are living in difficult time because of this pandemic and the political system. Maybe one day we'll see that the internet will be no more. The television communication may be no more. That you may be facing, they are closing stores. The school may close. All the agency will close. The church will also be closed for a time. Maybe we don't want it to happen. But if it happens, what happens? For one day, you may to be pay more taxes. Maybe you see that it's more difficult to find a job. And this, all the sins of this world continue to increase. Abortion becomes easier. Homosexuality is widely accepted. We are more persecuted. Maybe we don't know what will happen. But if we face those problems, do we see that the Lord is walking alongside of us? He always reigns over everything. Though the situation may veer in a different way than we wanted, the Lord is still with us. I will show you the way that you should go. Please stand and read the key verse for today. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eyes on you. We thank you, Lord, because your word is the life for us, the principle of our life. May we recognize that in our individual life, maybe there is some unbelief in us. Many times we are facing trouble in our life, and immediately we complain. And the image that God has given us, that you are providing for us for many years past, it still is. May we know that we are not focused on the problems of our lives, but may we focus on the one that created us, that gave us hope. May we experience wonderful with you, a sweet experience with you. So when we walk in the shadow of valley of death, I will fear no evil, because there we know that you are with you. Please help each one of us in our congregation to have faith in you and walk with you in this new year 2021. It's a true faith in you. It's not the past. It's not in our mind, but in our action as we express our faith. That will be pleasing to you, Lord. May you carry each one of us, continue to carry. Many of us are facing difficulties because of the situation. Maybe there are some suffering in our life. Maybe make us know how to be like Moses, to focus on the Lord, to trust in the word of the Lord. And each day, we are familiar with your word. It's the staff representing the presence of the Lord with us to help us in all of our situations. And to that, and so we can encourage others with us. We lift everything into your hand, Lord. May you be among us. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.